Okay, so really quick, because there are a lot of questions and I have a feeling this is going to be super long, but I am recording this using a different kind of setup than I would normally use, so hopefully the sound quality will still be decent. Thank you all for all of the questions. There are some really great questions here, so I will probably break this up into two audios just because Soundgasm has a hissy fit if an audio is too long when you try to upload it. So I am going to get started because, like I said, there's a lot of questions. And I am not always the most concise speaker. So, okay. I'm just going to do these from, or in the order that they were submitted. So, I'm going to start with Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm. Sent 20 questions in, so let's get going. What stereotype about your country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? I am from the United States. And I think the one thing that really bugs me is actually a stereotype that's specific to the area that I'm from. so I live in the Midwest right now, but I'm originally from the East Coast. For those of you who don't know, the Massachusetts and Boston area. And I think New Englanders, particularly people from Boston and New York, have this, people think we're mean or rude or, you know, just that people from the East Coast are really rude. And it's, first of all, there are mean people everywhere, but second of all, that really couldn't be further from the truth. You know, I think that the pace of life is a whole lot faster on the East Coast. And so we tend to be a bit more focused, in terms of, you know, what we're going to do 10 minutes from now and an hour from now and whatever. And I think a really good example is when I used to walk from the train station to work every day, you know, my eyes were usually downcast. I had earbuds in, and I was usually kind of planning my day and how I was going to spend my day and not necessarily looking up and meeting people's eyes and smiling and saying good morning, which is the complete opposite from, let's say, the Midwest, where it's almost intimidating how many people stop me and say good morning every day. You know, that doesn't mean that we're mean or we're rude. As a matter of fact, I think if you stopped and, let's say, asked for directions, I know this to be true, as a matter of fact, especially, you know, let's say downtown Boston, the person might actually try to walk you to your destination, just to make sure that you get there safely. So that stereotype really bugs me. It's definitely not true, or certainly not as prevalent, I think, as it's made out to be. Second question, what's the dumbest or funniest sexual encounter you ever had? It didn't happen to me. I was in the room when it happened, which that's a much longer story. But I had fallen asleep on a couch in a bedroom at a house party, and two friends had ended up in that bedroom after not knowing I was there, and having sex on the bed. And that woke me up. And a short time later, I mean, it was probably pretty close to dawn. And, we'd never been to this house before, and it was out in the middle of nowhere. But a short time later, we hear from very close to the house all of these cows suddenly start mooing really, really loudly. And apparently this was a small dairy farm where we were. So, it was really hard. Like, I was trying to figure out how to get out of the room. Obviously, I couldn't just walk out and my friends would know I was there, but I didn't know what to do and still a little bit drunk and embarrassed. And then they're laughing hysterically at all of these cows. It was just maybe not funny or stupid, but the most absurd situation I've ever been in. What physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body turns you on the most? I think that can be pretty specific to the person that I'm with, but I tend to notice people's mouths first. I love to kiss. So that's one of the first things that I look at is somebody's mouth. For men too, I love shoulders, and I'm not just talking about guys who go to the gym 6 days a week and have, you know, big, bulky, broad shoulders. I mean, that's great too, but, you know, from the curve of the neck to the, you know, following that line down to the top of the bicep, it's just such a, it strikes me as such a strong and sexy part of the body on any body type. And on women, I am absolutely 100% a boob girl. So, I am sure I've been guilty of, been guilty of glancing down while talking to someone with a great chest. So, what time during the day are you the horniest? What time is it now? I'm just kidding, mostly. I think I love to be woken up. So, you know, early in the morning or late at night, whichever, you know, however you want to say it, through the morning. I mean, if I could have sex before work every day, my life would be 100 times better. and also occasionally at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I could either, you know, absolutely have sex or a nap or both. I mean, who doesn't like cuddle fucking? So, let's see, what's the next one? 5, what's your ideal amount of sex per week? More than I'm having right now. I don't know. I think I have a pretty healthy appetite for sex. There are definitely times that I want it every day or more times a day, more than once a day, I should say. And times I want it less. But the thing is too, though, it's, you know, more than just about like penetrative sex. I love to play, and tease and, you know, a good makeout session on the couch. And that, I mean, that I'd want every day. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if that really answers the question, but, 6, favorite sex position and why? You're going to quickly find out when it comes to questions asking for my single favorite. I am shit at answering those. I like options, so I'm also terrible at making decisions. but I would say probably my 3 most favorite would be from behind. So I don't know if this is true for every woman, but for me, that's a different kind of sex. Like, there's something about, you know, getting onto your hands and knees or having, you know, the top of your body pressed into the bed and your ass up in the air. It's a whole different thing. Also, I mean, that angle hits different, so there's that. And then the other 2 are really for the same reason. So, first being prone, and second being the much maligned and underappreciated missionary, and those two because I love to feel the weight of someone on me. There's something incredibly erotic about that to me, and also a little bit comforting. So obviously both of those allows for that. And I mean, I'm gonna step on my soapbox for a minute. You know, I think I've heard missionary sex described as utility sex, which really, I mean, if that's what it is, then you're doing it wrong. That's the way I see it. Because it can be an incredibly erotic experience for sure. You know, never mind everything you have access to with your, you know, your hands and your mouth and all of that, but the eye contact too. So 7, which fictional character do you want to have sex with most and why? I read the questions as they came in, but I didn't really go back and think about any of them. I kind of wanted to just answer them off the cuff. And when I saw this one, I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to answer this. And then I was scrolling through Netflix and I was like, okay. I think if I had to pick a fictional character, and I don't usually, like, if I'm fantasizing, it's not about a fictional character or a celebrity or anything like that, but if I had to pick, it would be Lucifer, Tom Ellis's Lucifer. He's super smart and witty and sexy as hell, but also, like, he is the kind of character that doesn't want to care, but does. And you combine all of those things together, and that, like, that mixology is just, it's great. Okay, what are your dick size preferences? Big, average, or small? So, this is not lip service. No pun intended. But I really do think and believe that, you know, size is not the be all end all. It's about knowing how to work with what you've got. It's so much about communication, so much about communication. And so, you know, here's the thing. Everybody is going to have preferences. So you're going to, you know, if you're a smaller guy and you're with a woman and she's like, yeah, you know, I'm just not feeling it, I, you know, see, need somebody with a larger cock, then that's just the way it is. I mean, don't take it personally. It's just her preference. It's just like some guys prefer women with a small chest or a large chest or a flat stomach or a big ass or, you know, whatever. There is absolutely somebody out there who will appreciate you for what you got. So, you know, just spend your time looking for that person. And, you know, and also educate yourself. Like, there is absolutely something to be said for, you know, a partner who goes out there and really truly learns, and I'm not talking from watching porn, I mean really to truly makes an effort to discover what turns their partner on. you know, what they like and what they don't like. So I don't really have a preference. I've been with smaller guys and average guys and larger guys. You know, it's not gonna ask you for your measurements to determine if I'm going to date you. we're not talking like a fourth and inches kind of situation here. That being said, the only other thing I want to say on this topic is, for the guys who are larger, communication is really important because not every woman is going to be into you using your cock like a battering ram against her cervix. Some women are into that, and that's awesome. Great for them. But for some of us, that shit hurts. So just talk that through. Worst date and best date you've ever been on. The worst date I've ever been on was my very first date. It was just terrible. I was 13 or 14, and the guy was a couple of years older than I was. And I just ended up, it was clear his entire focus was on kissing me, which, hey, great. Except that I ended up with more saliva in my mouth and on my face than I started with, which is just, no thank you. He also removed my earring from my ear with his tongue, which is not attractive. So there was no second date. I apologize. My throat is super dry tonight, so might get a little scratchy. Okay, and the best date was probably it's really more sentimental than anything else, but I had taken my boyfriend at the time to a restaurant that it's probably my favorite restaurant on the planet, and he didn't really understand why I loved it and really wasn't that into going, but humored me, and we were on vacation, so and it's a pretty swanky restaurant, and the food is unbelievable, and they've got an amazing wine list, and the service is top-notch, and so, we were there for probably three and a half hours, and so I literally watched him go from, he wasn't unhappy to be there, and it's not like he wasn't enjoying himself, but, to watch him go from just kind of just making me happy by being there, by going, to really falling in love with this place. That was probably one of the best dates I've been on. 10. Besides GWA, what are your top 3 erotic subreddits to visit? I'm on the Vanilla Audio subreddit a lot, nonvanillaaudio.com, both as a listener and a contributor. So it's a great site. You should absolutely check it out if you haven't already. that's not it's not always erotic, but I'm on, Pillow Talk and Kinky Pillow Talk, and Audible, those. What else? I am occasionally over on, I'm not a hugely visual person, I don't watch a ton of porn or check out a lot of, subreddits like that, but ONDWW, and it has a companion site, ONMWW, Oh No, Mom Went Wild, Oh No, Dad Went Wild, and it's not like, if you've not checked them out, which would surprise me, they're both super popular sites, but, or subreddits. It's a really actually fun community, and they do a lot of themes, and it's sexy as hell. But I'll occasionally pop over there too. Number 11, what are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating or relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? I feel like I could talk about the latter, like dating and relationships, for a while. So in the interest of being a bit more concise, specifically to sex, I think there are two things, and they're not necessarily mistakes. Like, I don't think men are doing this wrong, so much as they might not be doing it as often. And so communicating is so huge. For me, communicating is like, that's part of the foreplay. It really is. It's sexy. And it's true. I mean, for women too, like, you know, we need to be communicating as well, but it can absolutely be part of the foreplay and, you know, checking in with your partner. And, you know, it's just, it's like, it's absolutely a mental and emotional extension of a physical connection. And so it's really, really hot. And I think that, sometimes people worry about saying the wrong things or whatever, but, I mean, that's the other thing, is that, you know, people should be able to laugh while you're having sex. Like, it's supposed to be fun, right? You know, it's not always going to be that crazy intensity. It should be fun too. And then the other thing, guys, we love to hear you. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this before, heard this before, whatever, but we want to hear you. We want to hear you moan. We want to hear you gasp. We want to hear you, you know, kind of lose control. That is, oh my God, that is so, so sexy. So on behalf of women everywhere, please, 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 please. How do you stumble upon GWA? I didn't stumble upon it technically. Mary Bellows, she discovered, I think it was, Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Hank Miller. And she shared his audios with me. And so, you know, just kind of kept like linking backwards and ended up, we both ended up, finding GWA, a lot of other artists on GWA. 13, what type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I don't listen to anything that is, truly rape. I mean, you know, non-consent play or role play is one thing, and I'm all right with that, but I won't listen to, you know, rape audios or audios with really heavy degradation, incest, age play. And by age play, I'm not talking like, you know, the stereotypical older guy, younger girl. I'm talking, you know, like not being of age. You know, and that's, I'm not, certainly not kink shaming anybody, whatever, you do what you do. But it's just not my thing. And then, you know, all of the really, I think it's probably pretty obvious, I'm not into really, you know, hardcore kink stuff. So like vor and snuff and bestiality, like, no, none of that. And I'll never perform any of it either. It's not my thing. So, even if somebody asked me, I mean, it's not going to be, it wouldn't be any good because I wouldn't be into it. And I like to make audios that I enjoy and that are immersive and that, you know, and hopefully you guys enjoy that. So if you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick or character? If I was a stripper, I would absolutely have the best shoes. and I think I would have a really nice, long, deep, deep, deep red wig that I'd wear all the time. And my name would be Ginger Rogers. And I swear to you, I haven't, like, given this a lot of thought. Like, that's just really off the cuff there. 15, do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's your favorite comedian? I do watch stand-up comedy. I love stand-up. And that's, I love stand-up that's, you know, a celebrity or, you know, just amateur night, amateur mic night or something. there's something about stand-up comedy that is almost like extra funny. And like I said, I'll watch almost anything. I love Gabriel Iglesias. I love, I really enjoy Kevin Hart. I like some of Dave Chappelle's stuff. I've met Dane Cook a couple of times. And I know a lot of people, you know, think he's a sellout, but he's actually a really nice guy. And I was fortunate enough to see him twice in small venues. Once a very, very small venue. So, and he was absolutely hysterical. But, you know, and then, of course, Robin Williams' stand-up was unbelievable. His episode of, what is it, Inside the Actor Studio is one of my favorites. But, yeah, there are a lot of ums in this. I'm sorry. Let's see. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I would tell her that she needs to believe and understand that the only person's opinion that counts is her own. 17. What's the last movie you saw? I don't know if this is meant to be like the last movie in theaters or just in general, but coincidentally, they're the same movie. I worked from home a bit recently and just had the TV on in the background, and Endgame was on. And that also happened to be the last movie that I saw in theaters. So, have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? Yes, I've cried during many movies. I cry at the drop of a hat. I mean, there are a song with really good lyrics can make me cry. As a matter of fact, I think the last song that made me cry was, it was Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi, I believe. So yeah, I've absolutely cried during a movie. That's not uncommon, so. All right, 19. If all the sex toys you own came to life, Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? They would probably say, you're not using us right, because I will often use them for audios. They might say that. They might say that they don't get used often enough. I mean, I like toys, but I like playing with that as well, so. And then 20. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? It was fairly recently, and I don't do it that often. I don't take issue with the word cunt used in audios, although it's not necessarily preferred. I'd prefer pussy over cunt and cock over dick, for sure. But that's irrelevant. Sorry. But I try not to use that word, you know, when referring to, particularly to another woman, if I can help it. But I did use it recently. It was either with, in a conversation with Mary Bellows or Mamie Lava Game Champion. I can't recall. But I'm not going to go into why I used it. So, yeah, so that is the first 20 questions, and we're just about at 30 minutes. So I think what I'm going to do is stop this and maybe grab a drink and come back and start a new file so that hopefully Soundgasm will handle them well. And if there are only certain questions you want to listen to, it might make that easier too. So, all right, I will be back.